Today is the first day of practice. Yesterday, a little bit of a check-in day, a media car wash. Maria, you were in the room yesterday. Jesse Bates had a lot of cool things to say, and really I thought was some of the biggest moments of all the sound bites we got.
Yeah, I think one of the coolest things that I took away from yesterday was Jesse saying that for the first time in his career, he sat down one-on-one with his quarterback. Now, granted, when he was in Cincinnati, that was a different situation, sure. And younger quarterback trying to figure things out. Kirk is in a very different place in his career, and he has come here to bring guys along with him. He said that so many times. But Jesse's saying that he sat down one-on-one and watched film, and they each were asking each other, hey, what did you see on this? Hey, that's really good. Jesse even mentioned that Kirk said, that's a good look off there. You look me off really good there. So giving him those notes and feeding off each other on both sides of the ball can only help those two. And then when they go back to some of the younger players and guys that are looking to them for leadership, that's invaluable that you have the best player on defense, debatably, Jesse Bates, with Kirk Cousins. That is, that's good stuff.
That's just beautiful to hear, isn't it?
Yeah, and not only does it help them be leaders, and you touched on it too, there's the growth in their own game that see, because he can tell Kirk, Jesse can tell Kirk what he, other safeties might be seeing.
Oh, yeah.
Vice versa. And I think you're spot on with the fact that it's invaluable with your teammates. And this makes them both better leaders. It also kind of sets them, to me, is that they've identified each other as a leader on each side of the ball. Look, there's no doubt the quarterback, and you can attest that there's no doubt the quarterback is your guy. He's your leader when you're an offensive
player. Best teams, he has to be. He has to be your guy.
And I think in defense, we don't always know. It's not so easy to say, well, the linebacker's the one calling the plays. Is he not the quarterback? But I don't think it's that way. And especially, we talked about it earlier, I don't think with this defense, I think each group has their own, I think, the defensive line room. I think it's Grady. And I think some of that comes with the fact of how good he plays, but also that he's the old head. And even Calais recognized that when he played here. He said, this is, Onyemata told us, remember? He said, this is his room. So I love it. And it just, more and more, this city is seeing who not only Jesse Bates is and was here last year, but it continues to be here, and why what he gets is right. But they're getting to see Kirk Cousins and why you sign guys like this and what he'll mean for Michael Penix.
I think it goes back to the baseball thing about the catcher in baseball, right? And I always used to hear growing up, I played baseball, and you would always say the catcher is the captain on the field because he can see everybody, right? And I don't think there's a blueprint for how it is defensively. We've seen so many middle linebackers, the Ray Lewis's of the world. They're kind of the voice and the guy getting people lined up in that front seven. But having it at safety is kind of an added layer of Jesse Bates back there understanding everything that needs to go on, specifically even last year when you have a Caden Ellis who knows the system lined up next to a Nate Landman with a Zach Harrison in front of him and Clark Phillips is a rookie and all this other stuff, all these moving pieces. For I like Jesse Bates to step into that role and be an all-pro and know where everybody's supposed to go, and then watching that film with Kirk Cousins. It's almost like we talked about a minute ago with Kyle Shanahan, Bill Belichick. I mean, those are two great minds coming together.
And one thing for Kirk Cousins that makes him so great is I've always believed that you're never too old to stop asking questions and you're never too young to not know something more than someone that's older. And so for Kirk, he's asking questions from one of his teammates and he's asking, hey, how do you see this? How can I get better? That's what makes him so great, is he's always evolving, always learning. And Jesse said there's so many things that you can take away from that. And that's really, really smart to have your teammates all of a sudden know, Kirk's been in this game for a really long time. Obviously, he has a wealth of knowledge, but how do I tap into that? And he said, Kirk is very regimented. He does the same thing every day. So it's easy for me to go in there 30 minutes before a meeting and say, hey, can I sit with you for 30 minutes? I think it's smart.
I love it.
You just said something that triggered me. A thought is that I can't tell you how many times when Ricardo Allen was here, and he played that eraser role, he would be literally at the defensive line moving guys over.
Yep.
He would come up to
the Polamalu.
He went everywhere, and in this new system, Caden Ellis is not. He was used to that system.
Right.
He could help Nate. He's going to be relying probably a little bit on guys like Jesse Bates as well that know it, and it just is so invaluable to a team. It's cool. It is cool to see too, because that guy knows that he's the quarterback out there at times. Yep.